Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Kate Botello. Carrie Lynn Brannon is a cello performer and private instructor in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She is in the area to perform with the Benzie Area Symphony Orchestra this weekend, and Carrie joins us in the studio today. Carrie, welcome to Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Now tell us how you are here in Benzie for this performance, because you do private practice and teaching in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, so I've had a connection to the Greater Traverse area for a really long time. I grew up with a cottage in Honor. My parents have a place over there on Little Platte, and I just spent my summers here. It's a second home to me. I lived here from June to August every year until I graduated high school. So I've been in the area a long time, and as far as Interlochen goes, I went to Allstate when I was in high school, when that program was still in existence, and it's just such a dear area to me, and the connection with the orchestra as well.
Yes, please.
So my mom is a section violinist for basso, and my dad is a board member, and he's also a guest conductor from time to time. I've played in the cello section here and there just when I had a free week in the summers, and I perform in the July fundraiser for St. Ambrose every year as well.
Now, the conductor, as we mentioned,
yes.
Your dad is conducting this piece?
He is. I'm so excited.
Have you done that before with your dad conducting?
Yes, actually.
How is that?
He's fantastic. He's so expressive and musical and easy to follow. He's a class musician. It's really, really special. It's been a way for me to look up to him growing up as well.
What are you going to play for us today?
I am going to perform a couple of the inner movements from the first Bach cello suite. I'm going to play the Courant and the Sarabande. The Courant is a movement that I visit a lot, actually. I do it as an encore regularly. And the Sarabande I've played just time and time again at weddings or at church services or anytime when that kind of mood is appropriate. It's a go-to piece for me. It's very special.
So we're about to hear you play. We're going to hear Carrie Lynn Brannon performing for us. She'll be doing the Courant and the Sarabande from the Cello Suite No. 1 in G major by J.S. Bach.
Thank you.
the Courant and the Sarabande from the Cello Suite No. 1 by J.S. Bach. Now, Carrie, I noticed when you walked in right away and you set down your cello that it just seemed special. Can you tell us about Mabel?
It's a very special cello. So I named my cello Mabel, and for any musicians out there who have an instrument that's near and dear to them, a lot of us name them, which seems a little silly, but it's so much fun. And I named it Mabel because it's my grandmother's instrument. That was her name. My dad's mom was a concert cellist, and we were very lucky to have acquired her instrument after she passed away. And it was in restoration for 7 years.
Seven years? A long time.
Yeah, at Guarneri House in Grand Rapids, Steve McCann did the restoration on it, and it's just amazing. And so in my cello upbringing, I never played it because we weren't sure if I would even make a career of this. So when I got into college and the cello was nearing its completion with the restoration, we decided I'd play it for a while and see how it went. And we took it a couple different places to learn a little bit more about the history of it, found out that the label that was the existing label in the cello was fake.
Wow.
We don't even know how that happened. My grandma was gifted the instrument when she was in her early 20s, I believe. Someone heard her play whose husband had owned a supposed matching quartet of instruments.
Okay.
And, she was gifted it because the woman's husband had wanted the instruments to go to deserving young artists. And so the label in it had expressed that the cello was Italian. And the real label underneath is actually a French label and a French name. It's not a known name. It might have been the only cello that this person ever made. The name is Pierre Coty. But it's just, it's a little bit of a mystery cello, but it's late 1750s and it's just playing so beautifully.
Well, you can hear this mystery cello play Silent Woods coming up at the Benzie Central High School Auditorium, and you can find more information at classicalipr.org. Carrie, thank you so much for joining us today
in
Studio A.
Thank you so much.
Oh, this is fantastic.
This was so much fun.
This edition of Studio A was engineered by Brock Moorman. Thank you to Monica Yost for production assistance. I'm Kate Botello. Thanks for listening.